Adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, we heard how Ronnie Hawkins and Myra Trent encountered Gunha in the jungle and discovered that he was evidently searching for the smuggled emeralds which had been hidden by the wily Prince Bhutan before his flight toward China. Leaving Ronnie to follow Gunha, Myra returned to the camp for Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil. Gunha was allowed to enter the cave, and then Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, and Ronnie Hawkins followed him in. There, they succeeded in capturing him and in finding the emeralds. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil are standing near Bhutan's hut watching a plane that is about to take off.
They'll be gone in a minute, Jim. Well, looks as if our job here is over.
Yes, Lil, it sure does. Look, there's Myra Trent and Ronnie at the plane's window.
Oh, goodbye, Myra. Goodbye, Ronnie.
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Peter Hawkins and that, too. Everything has turned out fine for them, Lil.
And they can thank you, too, for all of it.
Captain Carstairs, I didn't see you come out.
I was on the other side of the hut, Mr. Greenwood.
Oh.
Well, I suppose we'll all be starting in a few minutes, Captain.
That's right, Bradley. At least you and Mr. Greenwood will. I'm waiting orders now.
We can't get going too soon for me. I'm sick and tired of this jungle.
I beg your pardon, sir. Kolkata's calling, Captain.
Good, good. Lead the way, Hilbert. Would you two care to come over to the radio tent with me?
Yes,
if it's all right.
Of course, of course. This call may concern you.
It's Colonel Scott calling, sir. The connection has already been established.
Excellent. While I am talking, have one of the planes warmed up and ready to leave, Holbrook.
Right, sir.
There we are, Mr. Veal. You and Jim will sit over there. I think you'll be able to hear.
Thanks, Captain Carter.
Hello, Calcutta. Hello, Calcutta. This is Captain Carstairs speaking. Come in, please.
Hello, Carstairs.
Hello, Colonel Scott.
My congratulations, Carstairs. The reports from Upper Burma have been splendid. Has there been any new developments?
Nothing new, sir. As you know, we located Bhutan's emeralds yesterday.
Yes, excellent, excellent. A jolly fine piece of work.
The credit belongs to Miss DeVille and her companion, Jungle Jim Bradley, Colonel Scott.
I'm looking forward to the opportunity of thanking them in person. Their work has made it possible for us to clear up a nasty situation.
Yes, sir. Miss DeVille is sitting here at my side now, Colonel.
Oh, she is. Put her on, Captain. Let me talk with her.
Just a moment. Colonel Scott here would like to speak to you, Mr. Vril.
Sure, why not? Hello, Colonel Scott.
Ah, Mr. Vril, I want to compliment you. You've done a splendid job, a splendid job.
Ah, thanks, Colonel.
I suggest you and Bradley come to Calcutta immediately. I may have a surprise for you when you get here.
If it's another trip to the jungle, you can save it, Colonel.
We'll talk it over when you get here. Extend my best wishes to Mr. Bradley and put Captain Carstairs back on.
Yes, wait a minute. Here you are, Captain. He wants to talk to you again.
Yes, Colonel.
Carstairs, I want you to have Mr. Grill and Bradley flown here immediately. Have them bring the emeralds with them.
Right, sir.
You will remain where you are until you have completed mopping up operations.
I understand, sir.
One thing more. You will all be interested in the fact that Prince Bhutan is recovering.
Amazing. Do you mean the man will live?
I received that report from the prison hospital this morning. But that's all, Carstairs. You have your orders.
Right, sir. I understand what you want done.
Good. Here you are.
Captain Carstairs, did Colonel Scott say that Bhutan was pulling through?
That's right, Bradley.
Well, I'm glad, Jim, even though it doesn't mean a long, drawn-out trial.
There'll be a trial, all right, but it won't be a long one.
The plane is ready, Captain.
Good. And, Mr. Vril, you said that you want to get started as soon as possible. Are you ready?
All set. How about it, Jim?
I'm ready. How about the emeralds, Captain?
Now, here's Bhutan's black bag. Now that Bhutan must face trial, these emeralds become valuable evidence. You take them, Mr. Vril.
Let me have them, and you lead the way.
Well, Lil, there's the plane. It's all over. We'll be in Calcutta in a few hours. Oh, here. Let me take that back.
Nothing doing, Jim. I started after those emeralds, and I'm going to hang on to them.
Good girl.
Captain Carter.
Oh, Captain, the radio operator is signaling to you.
Yes, must be another message. You two get in the plane and wait. I'll be right back.
Well, I wonder what that means.
Probably nothing, Jim. Come on, let's get in.
All right. Here, let me up.
All right, fine.
The cover of the bag.
Yeah.
Fine. Well, you're all set?
Right. We'll wait for Captain Carter to return.
She's coming now, Mr. Brewer.
I've just had another message from Calcutta.
Further orders for you, Mr. Field.
Orders? Oh. What is it now?
As soon as you arrive, you want to report to Colonel Scott.
We're going to do that, Captain.
Yes, I know. Something has happened. A car will be waiting for you when you land.
That is all, sir?
Right, Holbrook. You will make it positive as possible.
Right, sir.
I wish you'd tell me what this is all about, Captain. What's the rush?
That's something I can't tell you, Mr. Field. You may know the answer before you reach Calcutta.
Before we reach Calcutta?
What do you mean? That you are to keep your radio tuned in constantly during your flight. That's all. Carry on.
Goodbye. Good luck.
Goodbye.
Several hours later, the plane carrying Shanghai Lil and Jungle Jim circled over the military airport at Calcutta.
Well, there's Calcutta, Lil. We're here.
Yes. I'd like to know what all the mystery was about, Jim. Seems as if Scott checked our progress every 15 minutes during the trip.
Look, Lil. Unless I'm wrong, that's Scott waiting for us down there. Hang on now. We're coming in for a landing.
Hold on. Well, that's Scott, all right. Here he comes. Come on, let's get out and meet him.
All right, let me help you.
There. All right, thanks.
Now give me the emerald.
No. I'll take care of those.
All right.
I say, Mr. Bill, I can't tell you how glad I am to see you.
Well, I'm glad to see you again, Colonel. Oh, this is Jungle Jim Bradley. I don't think you know him.
I'm glad to meet you, Colonel Scott.
It is my pleasure, Bradley. I'll thank you for what you've done later. You have the emeralds with you, Mr. Bill?
Yes, they're right here.
Good. My car is over here. We'll get to headquarters immediately. We won't be safe until those emeralds are under lock and key.
Look here, Colonel. What's all the Russian mystery about? You sent me into the jungle to get the evidence you needed to arrest Bhutan. I got it, and you've got Bhutan. I guess I can take care of myself back here in Calcutta.
You're still facing grave danger, Mr. Rowe.
What do you mean, Colonel? You've got Bhutan, haven't you?
Bhutan is a prisoner, Bradley. We're not worrying about him. Here, get in. I'll tell you the rest while we're on our way.
Fine.
All right, driver. Go direct to headquarters.
Yes, sir.
What's it all about, Colonel?
Mr. Brill, we found out last night that the tiger's claw is far from dead. It's still active.
But I thought that all of Bhutan's men had been captured.
We were successful in wiping out the tiger's claw in Upper Burma, Bradley.
Yes,
but Bhutan had agents in many places.
And still some here in Calcutta, is that it?
Evidently. Mr. Brill, as I told you by wireless, Bhutan is recovering. Last night he made an attempt to smuggle a note out of the hospital.
And your men see the note?
Yes, sure did. Can't read it.
Let me see that.
What does it say, Lil?
Listen to this. DeVril and Bradley will be flown to Calcutta. They must be stopped.
Yes. Let me see that note, Lil.
We haven't any idea how many agents Bhutan has here, but we do know one thing. They won't let up until he's been brought to trial and finally disposed of.
Colonel, that other car's cutting in on us.
Look out, Lil. He's trying to wreck
us. Hey, driver, watch it.
Hey, look out! Yes. How about you, Lil?
Oh, I guess I'm all right.
Watch those emeralds now.
Yeah, I will.
Come on, Colonel.
I say, what happened?
That was a deliberate attempt to wreck us. I'm going to get that other driver.
There he goes.
Stop that man.
All right, you. All right. Now.
It was accident. Let me go.
No, no, you don't.
Let me go.
Come on, you. I want to talk to you.
Good work, Bradley. Bring him back to the car.
Come on, you.
It was accident, Bradley. Stop.
Oh, so you know my name, eh? You're one of Bhutan's men, aren't you?
I do not know what to say.
Well, then how did you know my name?
Jim, that man was at the airport when we arrived.
That's just what I thought, Lil. Well, are you going to talk?
It was accident, Bob. I hear your name at airport.
Well, who sent you to the airport in the first place? Come on, answer me.
I cannot talk, Bob. It would mean death.
A short time later, Shanghai Lil and Myra Trent are talking in a small restaurant in Dragon Inn, the hotel which is serving as Colonel Scott's headquarters.
Oh, it's nice to be back in civilization again, Myra. Clean clothes, good food. I don't think I'll ever leave it again.
Oh, I know how you feel, Miss Seville. But aren't you worried? These contagions might make another attempt on your life.
Oh, I don't think so, Myra. Jim and Colonel Scott are upstairs questioning the man who crashed into our car this morning. When they get through with him, they'll know who Bhutan's agents are. Now, tell me about you and Ronnie.
We're sailing tonight, Mr. Ville. Ronnie and his father are making the arrangements now.
And they're coming here later?
That's right. They told me that the five of us would have dinner together before we sailed.
Oh.
We'll all be together again, a little while at least.
Oh, you're a lucky kid, Myra. I can't help but wish that I was getting married and...
So sorry to interrupt. Are you Memsahib de Vril?
That's right. I'm nearly de Vril. What do you want?
I have a message for Memsahib. It is here.
Thanks. Wait, I'll see if there's an answer.
Is it from Ronnie or his father?
No. Hey, this is addressed to both Jim and me. Listen to this, Mara. You and Mr. Vril and Mr. Bradley, I'm an American citizen like yourselves. I'm badly in need of help. Can you come to room 304 at 1?
Who is it from?
It's signed Watts.
Watts?
Well, there's no answer, boy. You can go.
My thanks, Madame.
You stay here, Myra.
But where are you going? Don't go to room 304. It may be a trap. It's probably one of Bhutan's men.
Maybe. I'm going to find out. You wait here for Jim and tell him about this note.
Please, you mustn't go.
Oh, don't worry about me. I can take care of myself. I'm going to find out what this is all about.
Who is Watts? Is this a new threat? And what of the man who tried to wreck Jim and Lil's car? Will Jungle Jim be able to make him talk? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in next Sunday's Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Skippy, Jiggs and Maggie, the Katzenyama Kids, the page entitled Gags and Gals, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, the Little King, and Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.